And before you start giggling, it attracted over 500,000 viewers. So we thought we could do that. So making its debut on Radio Cambridge, journalism, it's Johnny D's Boat Trips. Good morning, Johnny.
If your life's full of stress, a suggestion, I guess, is to go messing around on the river. Paul, I'm just going under March Town Bridge, believe it or not. You might hear it just echo slightly, because it's wonderful to see it from here. All the brickwork must be like a Victorian bridge, superb. And I'm actually on the March Explorer, a 40-foot long, 6-foot 10-inch wide narrowboat from Fox Narrowboats. I've got Paul Asari with me, and the views are absolutely stunning, Paul. I've lived in March for about 15 years, but it's never looked more beautiful than it does today. On a lovely spring day, the willow trees just gently stretching across this wonderful water, which is much more clear when you're on the water than I actually imagined it to be. It looks wonderful, and there's lots of boats moored up to our narrow right. And holidays on narrowboats are becoming more and more popular. Why is that, Paul, do you think, in Cambridgeshire?
I think it's because of the pace of modern life. We're running around, chasing emails, taking telephone calls, and actually slowing down to 4 miles an hour just brings things back into perspective. Since we've been out of the marina this morning, we've seen swans nesting. There are kingfishers. Only about 20 minutes from here, my husband spotted otters. It really is a slow, peaceful way to relax.
I'm so relaxed, Paul, and tranquil. I'm almost comatose. I mean, who does this? All ages, or is it all old people? A bit bored?
No, it's all ages. Yes, we have people that are early retired that go boating, but also we have young families with small children as well. The boat's relatively safe for the children to move around in. Life jackets are provided for them. So,
hello?
Parents don't need to worry too much.
Yeah, you? Sorry about that, Paul. Sorry about that, Paula. People are so friendly on the boats, aren't they?
Because yes.
There's a man actually just sanding down his narrowboat right now, isn't there? Just
yes.
Beside us, doing a bit of tinkering around.
Yes, tinkering is what people like to do.
Amazed, Paul Stainton. Tell us where people come from to do this.
We've got customers this year that are coming from far away as Australia and Kuala Lumpur. Other than that, some people are coming from March. A gentleman out on the boat this week, he's from March, but he wanted somewhere on his doorstep so he didn't have to travel too far for his holiday. So we do get all sorts of people from everywhere.
And very quickly, Paula, you've got an opportunity for people to experience this and raise money for charity. What's that about?
We have on 1.5-hour charity boat trips for the East Anglia Children's Hospice. It's a great local charity that we have chosen to be involved with this year, and it does give people the chance to come along, experience what life on a boat is all about.
And Paul Stainton, do you think it might work? Could we sell it to the boss, Paul, that I could come and spend like 4 or 5 hours just cruising around the waterways of Cambridge?
Well,
do you think you might go for it?
We could all
in a way,
do it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Paul, it's so relaxing. I mean, I heard about your cinema experience, which I really do empathise with you, because I witnessed that film and it was awful, wasn't it? And it boring. I went to sleep twice, Paul. Absolutely awful. Never mind.
I got a big nudge from the 11-year-old.
Anyway, I'm enjoying the waterways, Paul, and you enjoy yourself too. It's so tranquil, I could almost...
Well, that's lovely. We should do a live outside broadcast from a boat down the river, shouldn't we? Something like that. I mean, the technology, well, it almost worked, didn't it? It's almost brilliant. It's only one little bit there, a little glitch, but...